Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. All right.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is when you chop my dough down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
All right, y'all, I'm here, and it is, of course, Tell the Truth Tuesday. It is October 17th, 2017, and so today's show we're going to talk about soul contracts, because first I did my shadow work, and I'm just, you know, I've been in this business for a while, I've been in this lifestyle for a while, but certain things, I would call it something else, and then someone would correct me and say, no, it's this or it's that. And so basically I was, you know, dealing with some things and, you know, went, handled that. And just when you think that you know every goddamn thing that there is to know, the universe is like, nope, you really don't. And guess what? I'm going to throw some shit at you and you're going to have to deal with it. So I was stumbled across some literature because I'm, you know, always reading and trying to figure things out. And I stumbled across something that was called a soul contract. And I'm like, what do they mean by that? And so when I did the reading on it, I said, that's exactly what the fuck happened. So basically what a soul contract is, and it was basically saying like, yeah, just when you think you're over a situation or a person, because it can be soul contract that doesn't necessarily mean it has to do with another person. It could just be a place where you're living or a place where you're working. And so basically your sacred contract is the agreement that your soul makes in order to progress its growth while in this lifetime. So this is where your soul agrees to the kinds of karmic lessons that you'll learn, experiences you'll have, and circumstances you'll find yourself in this lifetime. So we have a soul contract with every person in our life, to live in the vibration of truth. And so that's why it goes to show you that a lot of times I tell people all the time, like, you know, you have to step outside the relationship and say, okay, even if it was the worst relationship that you've ever been in, okay, you have to step outside the relationship and say, you know what did I learn from this? What could I do better for the next person? Or is this somebody that, if it was, you know, a different circumstances or a different place and time, would it be different? So the thing with me is that I always tell people, you know, time heals all wounds. And it doesn't necessarily heal them, I don't think. I used to not believe that shit. But then when I start to think about, am I mad about the same shit that I was mad at a year ago? No, I hope not. Because this is where people start, you know, falling into depressions and having anxiety disorders and shit like that, worrying about things that you have no control over. I don't have control over other human beings. I can conjure some shit, but I don't have control over other human beings. What I can control is the things that you're not going to fucking do to me. So you're not going to be disrespectful. You're not going to put your hands on me. You're not going to talk about my child living or deceased. You're not going to talk about, you know, my mother. You're not going to talk about my father. You're not going to talk about my family. There's just certain things that you're not going to do to me, because you know why? I would not do them to you. So, and I just wouldn't. You know, there's just certain things that I have boundaries over. So I don't talk about people's kids. I don't talk about people's families. I try not to talk about people's appearances, just based on the fact that there's nothing that you could do to change that. So I'm not going to sit there and tell someone, oh, you're a fat bitch, or you're this or you're that. Now, I'll let you do it to me, because I don't really give a fuck. And that just shows the nature of your character. But the soul contract, because then a lot of you young girls are starting to tell me about this thing called devil dick. And I can just reassure you that devil dick has not, I've not had that. And the reason I've not had devil dick is because my attraction to somebody is never just to their dick. Like, there's been not one person on planet Earth that I can say that I went into a room with and was like, oh my God, they did something to me that no one could ever do. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, it's never happened. So this devil dick concept, that's not, maybe for other people it is, that's not, has not happened to me. What I have had happen is that my connection with a man is so strong that even before he calls my phone, I go to grab the phone. Even before I go to sleep, I can still feel that person, you know, next to me, or their breath, or just their breathing. I can literally have a person on my mind, and literally, and I mean, this has happened a million times, and literally they will appear somewhere, driving down the street, whatever, whatever, any of it. So that, to me, I thought was like a soul tie. And so when you have sex with people, because sex is one of the highest forms of magic that you can have, when you are sleeping with people, that's why, you know, not even just young girls, I tell all women, you know, and men, when you're sleeping with people, those are contracts. Like, you are, you know, and you could just think it was, oh, I just wanted to have a threesome, oh, I just wanted her to suck my dick, I just wanted this. No, you're entering into contracts with these people. The only women that can lay down with a man and successfully get up and not have any feelings at all and just put you out the house and don't talk to you for 3-4 weeks at a time, those are psychopaths. Those are not, you know, women that you really even want to be dealing with, because if she did it to you, she'll do it to somebody else. It is in a woman's nature to become embedded and to want to be in sync with her lover, her partner. So even if you had just a sexual relationship, oh, I don't know why she caught feelings. You know exactly why the fuck she caught feelings. You was eating ass. You was, you know, telling her you love her. You were doing this. You were doing that. You were saying whatever you guys were saying in the throes of passion. That's why she fell in love. Maybe you didn't fall in love because you had other plans or because you went into it knowing that she was just trying to hit. But that is a very normal consequence for women that think that they can get into relationships that are just sexual. So I wouldn't even disrespect myself or my partner that way, because that would be like saying, I'm going to just put a lid on whatever it is that we have instead of exploring the entire situation. So in recent times, you know, when people started to show me who they were and I, you know, started becoming unattracted to that, and then you start looking at it saying, okay, well, can I do business with this person? Is this somebody that I can keep around just because they were a friend? Is this somebody? And that's in all relationships, okay? And when you start having the answer be no to every single thing, the coochie gets dry. Like, no one wants to fuck somebody for no reason. And literally, no one wants to fuck somebody for free. Like, when I say free, I mean, like, free meaning we're not going anywhere. So what would be the point in me continuing a sexual relationship with somebody and it's not going anywhere? We're not friends. I don't really like you as a person. I don't like how you argue. I don't like how you treat your family. I don't like how you treat your children. I don't like if there's all these things that are against it, why waste my time continue sleeping with someone? Because I'm weak and because my flesh is just calling you? No, I've not experienced that. The moment I stop having fun with it, I'm done with it. Moment I start to see, like, I can't win, and it's funny because people always think that they're gaining something. If I let a man go, trust me, you didn't win anything. You're losing, and you know you're losing. And then not only are you losing, the rest of the city knows that you're losing. The rest of the town knows that you're losing. Anytime a man has to go to the left on a woman and you stay, you're teaching him that it's okay to disrespect you, to disrespect your body, to disrespect your union. So there's no winner in a situation where a guy is cheating on a girl, you know, or a girl cheating on a guy. I just had somebody have a situation where, you know, there's a guy going through some shit right now. He went through a very public breakup all over the internet type shit because, you know, his significant other was messing with somebody else's significant other, and this particular person, the girlfriend of him, was not with the shits. And I told him, I said, she gonna drag your lady over her man. So then I ran into this thing called soul contract, because people always say to me, well, how come you can forgive this person for doing this, and how come you can forgive this person for doing that? And it's not really about forgiving. It's just I will literally sit there and inflict pain upon myself until I figure out exactly what it is that I'm supposed to be either learning from the situation, or what is it that I'm supposed to do, because I'm done with the service part of the customer service part of the relationship. So when I look at someone, I have to say, okay, what is it? Am I here for something, God? What's going on? And so when you ask spirit, or you ask God, or you pray about it, and you're praying for this person because you don't, you know, want any ill will to them or anybody that they're involved with. And let me get to the other thing about karma. You got to be careful when you're talking about karma, because karma is not punishment. Karma is just the universe saying, I saw that shit, and now because you did that, you're going to get that back. So karma is not punishment, okay? My karma for certain, like, there's good karma too, and this is why people keep putting a negative connotation on karma. So me being out in the community and doing everything that I do, and doing the backpack drives and donating to charity and doing all these things, all that karmic energy comes back. So that's why I ended up winning the Champions of Change Award, and that's why, like, certain things fall into place with me, because that was part of my good karma. But here's what women have to stop doing. We have to stop saying, you know, your karma is going to get you, okay, because there was a situation where female's husband cheated on her with the female. The girl didn't know that the man was married, okay, which I don't know how in this day and age you can't know. You can look a motherfucker's name up, but whatever. And, I, you know, that's very different for me because I've been married, so I probably would have whooped her ass, but that's just me. But you also have to look at the fact that she's like, your karma is going to do this. Okay, here's the thing. So if you're going to wish bad karma on the female, right, who doesn't know you at all, doesn't give a fuck about you, you do understand that that same karma that you're wishing on her is now going to go on to your husband, which means that he's going to have to suffer a penalty for what he did to you as well. And if you're going to stay with the motherfucker, you do understand that part of his karma is going to be reflective and indicative of you, because you're still with them. So it's kind of like a ricochet. Karma is like a bullet ricochet. So if you're wishing bad on her, right, you have to understand that it's going to happen to him too. The universe is going to take care of it all. You don't have to wish any bad on anybody. You really don't. The universe takes care of it all. Anything you say literally reverberates and bounces back. So you got to be careful wishing, you know, these certain karmic reactions on people, because you're going to end up being an innocent bystander of that, because the person that you're supposed to be mad at is the person that is nearest and dearest to you, okay? Now, if the broad was your friend, okay, I get that. But this one, you got to stop doing that. So we get into the soul contract. And it was very profound for me to see this, because I'm like, this is exactly what I've been saying, because not everything is what we call a soul tie, meaning you're tethered to this person, you feel, and I've had a soul tie before. I've had a soul tie where it was very difficult for me to let go of somebody because we were almost like tethered, because we were, you know, friends for so long, and then it was just, you know what I mean? There were certain things that she did that just broke everything, and it just was to the place where I was just like, there's nothing, we can't salvage anything. So now the soul contract. When I realized, especially with everything that's going on, what this person's purpose was for me, I was very thankful, I was grateful. But then at the same time, I had to look at this person and say, this is definitely not the person that I met a couple years back. This person is somebody completely different and completely new. And so at this point, this person is choosing to suffer. That's what they're choosing to do. And so they're choosing to suffer in the sense of you're not being your true self. Anytime you're not being your true self, you're choosing to suffer. And that is, like I said, I've only known one other person that did that. And it's funny because when I mentioned this person's name, he ended up popping up on somebody else's pages. And they were like, oh, yeah, you know, have you talked to so-and-so? And I'm like, nah, I haven't talked to him in years. So with the soul contract, when I realized what happened between me and this person and what that person's purpose was and what my purpose was in their life, and left it at that, and saw that that person had no respect for me at all, didn't give a fuck about me, didn't give a fuck about anything that had to do with Denise. At that point, my contract is up. My lesson was learned. My karmic reaction was that I had to, because I knew that this person wasn't just going to go willingly. I mean, this is a person who's stubborn and he wants what he wants, and he's very confused, I think, right now. So let me make it easy for you. I'll just tap out. I'll make it easy for you. I'll holler at you in like a year. So it was the first time that I actually had to lie to somebody to get them the fuck away from me. Like, literally, because whatever is going to happen to this person is going to happen, and I don't want to be any part of it. I see the road that this particular person is going down, and it's not the road I would have chose or would have wanted to accompany them on. And it has nothing to do with the fact that, you know, he's a philanderer and that's what he does. That's not what this is. What this is that I had to lie and make up a story so that person could be hurt in the same way that I was hurt by a lie. And so the irony of it all is that, you know, if this person knew me as well as they thought they did, they would have known when they read what I wrote that it was a lie. And so that's how I know that our souls are not intertwined anymore as they were some years back, and it was time to go. You know what I mean? And so hopefully that person doesn't listen to this show anymore and just, you know, goes on being hurt and thinking that, you know, they were abandoned and thinking that nobody gives a shit, whatever, because I felt like that many a times. And so that's my, you know, that's my favor back to you. And so with these soul contracts, you as a human being cannot move forward. Me personally, I couldn't move forward with this particular person. And even if that person was with me as my friend or my lover or whatever was going to happen, I still wouldn't have been able to move forward in life because he's just, it wasn't going to happen. So I had to let that go, just like the seasons change, just like the leaves fall off the trees. And I'm hoping that maybe at some other time we can sit down and we can, I don't even want to fucking talk. Like, we could sit down and just be like, look, this is what the fuck happened, and this is why I had to say what I said to you, because you just, motherfucker, tell you to your face, like, I'm not going. We're going to always be friends. We're going to always be cool. We're going to always be, and I'm like, no, because it's becoming a detriment to me. Period. Like, we can't be anything. And I want this person to focus on their life, their blessings, their, you know, relationships and things that they're doing. And I want them to focus on all these things without having to blame it on me. Okay? You get in trouble for doing shit that you ain't got no business doing because you've been doing it for 6-7 years, long before I even knew you. Okay? Worry about that within your own self and stop blaming this one over here and it's her fault and it's this one's fault. No, it's your fault because maybe you weren't ready to be what that person needed you to be at the time, and that would have been okay. I have 100% respect for a dude that just comes to me, listen, I'm in a situation now. I do tell me, like, look, I'm going through something right now. You know what I mean? He would, you know, I don't want to say, but he's going through some serious shit. And it's the second time that this person is going through this. And I'm just like, look, right now you need a friend. Ain't going to be no nakedness, ain't going to be no, you know, sex, whatever. Right now you need a friend. If you feel like you need to call me and you want to go grab a drink or something like that, we could do that. But other than that, I ain't got nothing for you because you're going to have to go through hell because of what this person did to you, okay? And there's nothing I could do about that. You got to go through it. You know, because if you don't, like I told him, I said, you're going to end up on a Tuesday night looking at the back pages, getting arrested for prostitution, soliciting prostitution, and drinking cheap liquor. You know what I mean? Everybody has to go through the natural process. And so when I start to see that things no longer suit me and fit me, it puts me in a position where I don't want to fight anymore. Not for you, not with you, not about you. I don't want it. Let somebody else deal with it. And so that part of my soul contract is done. So now I'm very terrified because I'm like, oh, shit, you know. Now I have to deal with the real world as we know it, and I have to deal with, you know, getting out and starting to meet people and finish networking and doing the things that I'm supposed to be doing. But as far as I'm concerned, my soul contract during the time that I was sick, during the time that, you know, I'm running back and forth to hospitals, during the time that I was dealing with the weight issue because I knew I had these tumors, and then my aunt and them comes out. And then another reason that I knew that my soul contract was up with this particular person is because my family had to come to town this week and they were very concerned about me. And my aunt came up here, and, you know, she's always crying. And she cried and she cried and she wanted to meet, you know, the parties involved. And I said, that's not going to happen, you know, because there's no communication. There's no need to even bring that into the situation. And, you know, to see the look on my aunt's face and then my godmother's face, like, they were just very concerned. And then they, you know, they hung out with me that night. They saw I'm happy. They saw moving forward. They saw, you know, they had an opportunity to speak to my, you know, attorneys, and, you know, everything's fine. So I think that because I have a strong foundation of women that care about me, and that was the other thing. They saw a lot of the stuff that was put on the internet by people that claimed they were my friends, and, you know, we called each other family. And that's the other thing, that when you're out there slandering people and putting shit out there that you don't know anything about, you know, my family's on the internet too. You think they don't fucking see that shit and be like, damn, really? That's what we doing? You know, my grandmother passed away, certain people was there, and now you making stuff and putting it on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Aunt Nita's on the internet. My little cousins are on the internet. My stepfather's on the internet. My brothers are on the internet. My sister's on the internet. And that's what you wanted to talk about. So, you know, and then, you know, have enough gumption to think. It's just, it's too much. And so that part of my soul contract with that person is up as well. You know what I mean? This is somebody that, again, I thought was my friend, and I never even said a harsh word against her, her family, any of that. And then, you know, I'm getting text messages from people that are not even involved in the situation, like, yo, what's going on? Didn't even know me and this particular person weren't even cool anymore. Okay. So, I mean, it is what it is. And then the person that they thought sent me the text messages isn't even the person that snapshotted the shit. You know what I mean? But that's why, like, you know, hey, you put it out there. That's what you wanted people to see. And it's embarrassing for me because that was me and her's business. You know, so now you put it out there that we not cool, so now the vultures come. You know, oh, what happened to you and so-and-so? Oh, you know, nah. You know what I'm saying? Nothing happened. You know, she has an issue. I don't have an issue. I'm just out here living my life. It might not be the life that this particular, she thought I should be living, you know, but it's definitely better than the life that I was living, you know. So before I became, you know, quote-unquote woke. So I'm going to end this show. Uh-oh. I'm going to end this show because I really liked that Jordan Banks song last week, but I also like I like Belly's new album. He just came out with a new album called Mumble Rap, and basically it was his homage to what's going on in the craft right now as far as that's concerned. And, you know, when it comes to certain things, I make no apologies for lying to one particular person, and I put it in writing so that they could read it over and over again. But I didn't have a choice. You know, our time was up. There was nothing that person could have said or did for me or to me that was going to make me say, like, okay, we can try to do this or we can try to do that over here. I just, the entire situation was exhausted, you know, and here, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars later, and damage and hurt feelings and, you know, tears and, you know, trying to figure shit out and, you know, going back and forth. It got tired, you know. So for the first time, I had to lie to a motherfucker to get him to go. You know what I mean? And I don't make any apologies for that, because in matters of love, you know, in love and war, you know, there is no, I don't have boundaries when it comes to that. And so I have to love myself enough to say, you know, this is not somebody that gives a fuck about you, Denise. Like, this person doesn't give a fuck about you. He don't even give a fuck about himself. He only cares about what he can get from people, or what, you know, influence he can have on a person, or what he could talk about somebody behind their back or whatever, whatever. And it got to a place where I'm just like, we too grown for this. You know what I mean? So maybe in another year or so we could sit down and have a conversation. But right now I ain't got nothing to say. But what I will tell you is that I am going to leave y'all with Jordan Banks again, because I just love this song. That's why.